Good evening. It's 17 minutes to midnight, which means it's only just Saturday, the 23rd of January 2010. And it's been a wonderful sort of family weekend day, although littered mainly with housekeeping. And yes, I've done a little bit of tidying, as one tends to do at the weekend. But mainly it's the fact that Beth brought our off-site backup disc, which we leave at my parents-in-law's, just to make sure we've got something in case our phone, you know, our computer dies or dreadful things happen. And so I thought, right, now it's time to do the computer housekeeping, which means getting all the old stuff that I've been intending to burn onto DVD, and anything on the, excuse me, you can tell it's even boring me, and everything onto the backup hard drive that needs to be going there, so all our MP3 collection, all our photo albums and stuff like that. And that's what I've been doing today, really on and off, and it's amazing how long it takes. But a good thing is, one of my PCs, actually, one of my computers is a Mac, and it's long been a difficulty of mine to make it just back up at all. It's got this thing installed on it called Time Machine, but that only works with other Apple products, so it's kind of like a little bit stuck up, jammed up, if you like. And I've been trying all these things like Webmin and other tools to try and back up the hard drive, but it hasn't done any good onto my network storage thing. But I finally got around to Googling it today and sort of sat down and had a go at it, and now I've got a backup, hopefully I've got a backup of my Mac, which is kind of like my own personal stuff backed up onto the hard drive as well. And that's about it, really. We've had a walk. It's been a kind of one of those warmish, typical British winter days where it hasn't been raining, it hasn't been sunny, it hasn't been snowy, it's been mildish. So we managed to get out for a walk. And, excuse me. I should stop yawning when I'm doing an audio book, because it's not going to help anybody listening. If you've made it this far. So yeah, we went to the library, which has got these newfangled things. I don't know how they work. They're very clever because they can detect. You just jam all your library books into this little slot and it detects all of them. It doesn't have to be one at a time. It probably uses RFID. And then we came home and I made the tea for the children and we had a good time in general. That's the kind of weekend I like, although I'm a little bit kind of frustrated because it's amazing how long it takes just to do all the tidying up and the filing away. Another thing that bothers me, and I'm not entirely sure whether I'm doing something wrong or not, or maybe I just get extra thick DVDs, but you know those wallets that contain the 50 DVDs, you can put 50 DVDs in? I get it sort of two-thirds full, and it's bulging, and it's huge. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Maybe I should sit on it just to squeeze a little bit more in. So I'm going to have to buy some more, I think, because I'm running out of space. Of course, I really shouldn't be keeping the DVDs at home. It's the old story. I should be making a copy of them to make sure that my whole legacy, the whole history of my internet and virtual life would be swept away if ever they got destroyed. But that's just the point, is it? Isn't it? How often do I look back on my old things? And maybe I shouldn't be such a pack rat. In fact, I had a couple of folders on my hard drive of things to burn to DVD, and I thought, you know, one, I've probably already got this lot, and two, I'm probably not going to look at it even if I did, so I just deleted it and saved myself for at least one DVD. Slow steps to just ridding myself of all the stuff that I don't need. I'm not going to go into the loft, I'm not going to start throwing away stuff ad hoc, certainly not in the children's bedrooms, but I can make a start slowly. The eBay sales, half of them are finishing tomorrow, and I've actually got some bids which are quite exciting. Some people have been emailing me from the Ukraine saying, will you ship to Europe? Well, yes, all right then. Very strange. It's completely new to me. And of course, I've got the prospect of packing them all up into boxes and taking them to the post office or getting them delivered. You can get, I've been to moneysavingexpert.com, which is brilliant, and that's advised that the best way to ship these things off at a reasonable price. Because let's face it, Royal Mail parcels and certainly Parcel Force are not the most economical way of doing things. But I've got all that to come, and so I'm going to go to bed now, get myself all refreshed for a morning when, well, who knows what will happen. I hope you're enjoying the weekend, and I shall speak to you soon. Good night.